This is Tina Claypool, your host today for the Divine Healing Prayer Ministry Program. Today our topic is going to be on what is spirituality? I am the type of person that there is no gray zone. It's either white or it's black. You are either for the Lord or for the enemy. You want to live your life following Jesus Christ as your Lord, God, and Savior. There are those who have devastating experiences in their lives and come to know Jesus Christ when they are at their lowest. For whatever the reason, He sends someone into your life or you're able to get a Bible into your hand. Jesus is there to show you His life and to teach you about spirituality. Today we have Richard Heidenreich with us, a Catholic psychologist from Donegal, Pennsylvania, who will elaborate on that subject.
This is a very interesting question. What is spirituality? In my estimation, most people do not understand or even begin to have a clue as to what the spiritual life is all about. And why do I say that? It's because in the basic psychology of an individual, there's much need for control. There's much need for power. There's much need for influencing others. And this is so predominant because of our broken, fallen nature and our weakness in our nature that we feel unless we're in control of everything, we have no identity. However, that is of the ego. That's of the ego dimension, where there is no freedom. If you look at spirituality, spirituality is a completely different dimension from the ego dimension. And let's take a look at what goes on in the spiritual life. Well, in the spiritual life, first of all, the person is not in their own driver's seat. They have to surrender to God Himself, to the Holy Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to influence, come in, and guide a person. Is this important? It's not only important, it's vital. See, a lot of people think the spiritual life is about constructs in religion. And what I mean by that is, if I say this set of prayers, if I do this religious ritual, if I do this practice, then I'm spiritual. No, that's ludicrous. It has to be God Himself, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who has to direct our spiritual life, has to direct our everyday life. I'll give you a good example. A person can come up to me and say, well, did you read this book, this spiritual book? It's very good, and the whole group's reading it, and how far did you get into it? And where are you at with it? What a crazy question. Why is it crazy? Because the person has no clue as to what God Himself is doing within my soul, what the Holy Spirit is doing within my soul to lead me, move me in this direction, that direction, or another direction, which may or may not involve this book. So what I'm really trying to say is the spiritual life is a life that's directed by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God will always allow a person to feel peaceful, to allow a person to feel uplifted, allow a person to feel life, it's life-generating, allow a person to feel joy. I mean, these are all trademarks of the spiritual life. Allow a person to experience love and be more lovable. And if a person is following the sensitivities of the movement of the Holy Spirit in this realm, it's going to blow people out of the water. Why is that? Because the individual is not going to follow the crazy conditioning of society where everyone has to do the same thing and become one massive ego and be miserable. That's not God's way for us. God's way is unique. We are an individual person. Every creature is created distinct from another and very precious to God. We have to respect that.
Richard, there are those in the world that sometimes know not which way to turn. They have no prayer life. They have no guidance. They had no direction from the time they were very young. What is your experience through your career in guiding a person to a freedom in a safe zone that they can walk away from their addiction or their loneliness or sadness, their bondage to the past?
The most important thing for me as a therapist is to allow a person to look at their heart and to see if they're living like a child. A child is very simple. A child is very playful. A child is obedient. A child is joyful. If a person doesn't know where to turn, all they need to do is turn to their own hearts very simply and say, God, I want to be your child. I want you, please help me. My first job in counseling, a woman, grandmother type, white hair. She ran and directed the counseling agency, and she said to me one day, there's only one prayer that's really important. And I said, what's that? She said, say this, God help me, please, and thank you, God. If you say that prayer very simply from the depths of your heart, God will respond because he's a tender lover, and anyone who invites him in, he's very happy to be with. So to answer your question, a person needs to start in the simplicity of the child within.
Amen. I have said many times in our retreats that people who know not which direction to go in simply need to say two words, Jesus help. He will always show up. He will always turn your life around. He will always lead you and guide you on the right path and the right journey if you are ready to surrender. We must surrender oneself, walk out of our will, and begin to live in the will of the Lord. I thank you for listening today. This is Tina Claypole, your host for the Divine Healing Prayer Ministry Program, and we look forward to our next session. If you have a prayer request, you could call us at 770-896-8632. There is always someone there waiting to pray with you.